One of the biggest seafood expos in the world got underway today in Qingdao, China. The China Fisheries and Seafood Expo includes 800 companies from 38 countries. Bob Tkach is an Alaska reporter covering fisheries issues. He's attended the China Seafood Expo every year since 1997. He says it has grown in importance over the years, and now attending it is a must for Alaska's big seafood players.
Seafood being our biggest export product, and China being the world's biggest seafood markets, the two just naturally go together. Also mentioned at the opening ceremonies yesterday was that in the first half of 2011, Chinese seafood imports increased by a little over 13%, worth about $44.4 billion total.
Who are you seeing there from Alaska?
Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute has been here every year since the show started. They're the sort of the headquarters for anybody who comes from Alaska. In fact, for a while, Alaska Breweries was here for a while. Trident Seafood is here, Ocean Beauty, Icicle. Jake Jacobson is a member, and Jim Stone is the president of the Alaska Bering Sea Crabbers Association. And they were walking the show and their first visit to China as well.
Bob, there's a flood of farmed fish hitting world markets. How is that affecting the wild Alaska salmon market? How is that affecting prices there?
So far, not very much. The flood of farmed fish is partially because Norway has been somewhat closed out of the Chinese market after awarding the Nobel Peace Prize to a dissident a year ago. And also because after Chile's problems with their farms, they're back online and their production has gotten pretty much back up to full load. Alaska's position has always been that wild salmon is not at all the same as farm salmon. No, you're talking chicken and filet mignon, in effect. So far it hasn't really had a big effect for wild salmon.
Are the foreign buyers fairly savvy about what their customers want as far as farmed versus wild caught? And what do they say about how educated their consumers are? I know in America that's kind of a problem, is helping to educate people about the differences between farmed and wild caught seafood. What's it like? What do you find there as far as other countries and their amount of knowledge about farmed versus wild?
It's pretty country-specific, Lori. In some cases, salmon is still a fairly unusual fish. Alaska does sell a lot of salmon, as well as the other producers, in places like Beijing and Shanghai and Guangzhou, you know, the mega cities that you see on the news all the time. In a lot of other places, you just, you know, salmon is a bit of a foreign fish. On the other hand, they're also part of the Seafood Expo for the last 3 years now, has been the sustainability forum. The issue of sustainability is, you know, important to the future of fisheries all over the world. And that forum was held yesterday. A trader from Hong Kong, Chris Hanselman of Pacific Rich Resources Group, was one of the speakers. And he said, and this is a direct quote, "They don't know anything about sustainability in China." He's been selling all kinds of seafood out of Hong Kong into the mainland and into the Hong Kong markets for 30 years.
Bob Tkach is a reporter based in Juneau who covers fisheries issues.